Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I hope you're having a terrific start to your day. Coming up a little bit later, we'll debate a parcel tax. It's on homeowners within the L.A. school district's boundaries. The measure will be on next Tuesday's ballot. EE is its lettering. Superintendent Austin Buettner and UTLA union leader Alex Caputo-Pearl will make the case for passage. Our guests from the Chamber of Commerce and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association will advocate voting no. We'll get into the specifics of how the money would be spent and how much a typical homeowner would pay. That's later this hour. But first, the city of Los Angeles has settled with advocates for homeless residents of Skid Row. And many local businesses and residents aren't happy about the terms. The deal follows years-long litigation and judges' decisions limiting the city's ability to remove personal belongings of people on the streets. We'll talk about the deal that was announced yesterday with the LA Times reporter Gail Holland, who covers homelessness and poverty. Gail, good morning. Thank you for being with us. What are the details of the deal?
Hi, Larry. I wanted to correct one thing in your lead-in. I don't think too many people would agree that it's unlimited possessions they're allowed to have. There's a lot of limits on the possessions they're allowed to have, including the city can cart away sofas, refrigerators, and pallets, and some of these large objects that have been the focus of much of the consternation about the growing camps, both in Skid Row and Los Angeles. And in the rest of Los Angeles. What they said is that the city can't set a ceiling on how much they can accumulate in the streets. So, for example, the example that the plaintiffs gave anyway was Nathaniel Ayers, the homeless man kind of made famous by our columnist Steve Lopez, the homeless musician, Juilliard trained, who his cello would have been carted away under the city's policies on limiting possessions. So that's basically the agreement in a nutshell.
So there's no limit on quantity, but certain large items, refrigerators, couches, and the like can be removed. And items can be removed for health and safety purposes. But I wonder, and, you know, many...
Oh, sorry. Given no. that on Skid Row, there's, you know, the area where the tents are pretty much businesses, mainly industrial warehouse businesses. And you can't block an entrance or exit or driveway. So that also will be a limit on how much possessions people can have on Skid Row. And just one last point. So this sets up a different standard for Skid Row than the rest of the city, where the city is maintaining a limit, a volume limit on how much stuff homeless people can keep in the streets.
I guess I'm wondering, as a practical matter, if there's a limitless quantity of personal items that an individual can have on the street, what sort of challenge is that for city workers to determine health and safety violations? Because you could have vermin that's attracted by things but buried under a pile of stuff, and someone working for the city wouldn't even be able to see that.
Well, I don't think that's a problem that the sanitation department highlighted. When I watch the cleanups, they go in first with a hazmat team. And generally, they find contamination because many people relieve themselves or have bugs and or there's rats down there. And they pretty much are able to dispose of things pretty easily. If anything's contaminated within a tent or an area, they will dispose of it. I think this is going to cause them to be a lot more careful. I think perhaps more of a limitation then difficulty determining what's a health hazard is simply city resources. Last year, they spent $31 million on cleanups, and I don't think I haven't talked to anybody who's too happy with the results. The feeling is that the camps are still proliferating everywhere, including on Skid Row.
We're talking with LA Times reporter Gail Holland. She's written the piece about yesterday's announcement by the city of Los Angeles that it's reached an agreement with advocates for homeless residents of Skid Row, that there's no limit on the quantity of personal property that an individual can keep on the street. There are limits on large-sized items like refrigerators and couches. Also, any property that poses a health or safety threat can legally be removed. But I'd like to hear from you. If you're a downtown business owner, a customer who shops downtown in the Skid Row area, if you're a resident within the boundaries or adjacent to the boundaries of Skid Row, what do you think about this agreement? Again, as Gail said, different than other parts of Los Angeles where city officials can remove what's considered to be excess property. In this case, in the Skid Row area, they will not have that latitude to do so. 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Jose Huizar, the city council representative who covers the Skid Row area, voted against this mediated agreement, Gail. So what were the concerns he expressed?
Well, one of the concerns that you just highlighted is that this distinguishes Skid Row from the rest of Los Angeles. And I think he feels that this is going to continue to maintain Skid Row as a dumping ground for homeless people and their belongings, as many people feel. He is making efforts and has made efforts to and has called on the rest of the city and the county to regionalize homeless services. And I think many people feel that the reason Skid Row is as it is, as big as it is, as long-lasting as it is that the city in the past made a decision to what was called contain homeless people in that area. And their idea would be that first it wouldn't impinge on the rest of downtown as it gentrified or revitalized over the past few decades. But the idea was also it would make it easier for them to obtain services. But the feeling now is that that has not been a success, that very few people exit successfully from Skid Row. So that's pretty much his belief. And I think many of the residents of downtown who also see the trash and the cans from Skid Row spilling over into other parts of downtown.
Evan in Beechwood Canyon in the Hollywood Hills wants to know, is an agreement like this being considered for other parts of the city, or is just specific about the legal challenge affecting homeless residents of Skid Row?
To my knowledge, unless it's behind closed doors, it's not being considered for the rest of the city. But the settlement agreement has a clause where the parties retain the right to challenge either under the Constitution, which is what this challenge was filed under, or any other law further enforcement efforts. So I wouldn't say it's been ruled out as far as litigation. The city has not mentioned recently anyway rescinding its limit. It was only imposed in 2016. Its implementation was delayed. But again, I think the city now, what they're really running up against is a resource question. How many millions of dollars, how many sanitation teams with police escorts and guards to fund versus housing and services?
And at this point, even with L.A. City's bond money to be used for providing housing, the gap between any new properties that can be developed for homeless people and what the need. I mean, you're talking presumably tens of thousands of units short.
Correct. And in addition, the state has given several major infusions. I believe at the end of last year it was $500 million or $600 million. Not all for L.A., but L.A. gets the bulk of it because we have the most homeless people. but that money can't be spent on cleanups.
All right. Let me share a comment. Pippi writes on the page, so put simply, these are homeless people who are hoarders without houses. Joaquin in South L.A. says there are two distinct types of homeless camps. One type where residents treats it like his or her home, one where trash is dumped anywhere and everywhere. Pragmatically, these two types of people should be treated differently, but that's probably not good optics or legally feasible. Gail, did the negotiations, to your knowledge, try and get to the issue of hoarding at all, or is this just sort of strictly constitutional? The advocates argue that it doesn't matter if it's hoarding or not, that's in the eye of the beholder, that people have the right to have their stuff and not have it taken.
I haven't heard any credible expert say that they think hoarding is a problem. I think that the plaintiffs would say that two shopping carts full, which is what would have been, which is kind of common and would have been, would be outlawed under the 60-gallon limit, which is what the city has imposed in the rest of the city. If you actually look at what is in there, it's actually things that people use and need. I think that there could be another issue that wasn't really addressed by the settlement, is the city has been talking for years about expanding storage for homeless people. And the storage that exists on Skid Row is used very heavily by the people of Skid Row. But thus far, they have only expanded that a little bit. They opened a mobile storage facility near Olvera Street when they opened a new shelter there. And there may be, and there's other storage areas associated with new shelters or new facilities. But in general, for people living in the street, there still remains a tremendous shortage of storage space.
Let's talk with Nikki in Echo Park. Nikki, thank you. Your thoughts about this agreement?
Hi. Yes. I'm very much in favor of legislation like this. I wish we had more opportunities to provide greater rights for homeless people. My husband and I go down to Skid Row quite often, at least once a week. And while there is a little bit of chaos down there, I still think it's inappropriate until LA County can come up with legislation that provides some sort of adequate housing for homeless folks. It should not allow the city to come around and do roundups and take people's things. They need their property. They need their food, their clothes, their blankets, and they have a right and they're entitled to have those things. So I'm very glad to hear that there is some progress being made.
Nikki, appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Steve in Long Beach says, I'm a commercial truck driver. I was just in Skid Row. The homeless situation, the crowding has made it really difficult for me to be able to make deliveries. Eric in downtown Los Angeles writes on the page, maintaining the status quo where people are allowed to live in filth and disease is absolutely insane. There's nothing humane about letting people live in squalor. People who do not want to live in housing due to rules will simply exist on the street where they can live without having restrictions and partaking in substance abuse, education programs, job programs, etc. In essence, what the settlement does is allow people to exist if they choose on the street, a condition that harms everyone, including the homeless and the housed. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Gail Holland, Los Angeles Times reporter, we appreciate your being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks. We'll see what the next steps are. Again, this settlement passed the L.A. City Council. One of those who voted in opposition, the councilman who represents Skid Row downtown, Jose Huizar. Coming up on Air Talk, we're going to debate Measure EE. It's on the ballot for those that live within the boundaries of the L.A. Unified School District. It is a parcel tax of 6 cents per square foot of construction affected property on a lot, and that money would go to the general fund of the LA Unified School District. We'll talk about how that additional money might be spent and the pros and cons of the parcel tax when we continue in just 1 minute.